It is your pre-match warm-up. Manchester United very much on the horizon. Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap with Andy Heaton, with Andy McCann and Phil Blundell. We'll get the opposition view smack bang in the middle of this. But Phil, I want to get stuck into team selections and what the manager might do in part three. We'll keep part one fairly broad in terms of the conversation. I don't think I'm overstating it when I say this one can probably be filed under must win. Liverpool simply have to go and take care of business on Monday night.
Yeah, you've got to go there and take it to them, basically, because when you look at the start that they've had to the season and what the general perception of to come away from there with anything less than 3 points is... It's not acceptable, to be perfectly honest, not acceptable. They're in a real rut. We've got to go there and we've got to take it to them. I don't necessarily think we have to win 5-0 or 4-0 as we have done on the last two occasions. I'll take a scrappy 1-0 and just come away with the 3 points, but we've got to go there and show that the sort of narrative that is slightly building around Liverpool is not right, and that we can still be what we are, the side that we think we are.
It's a fixture, Andy McCann, that jumps off the page. It doesn't really matter where these two teams are in terms of form, where they are in the league. It's a fixture that just demands attention. It's one of those where when they drop in July or June, you immediately look for when are Liverpool playing Manchester United home and away.
Definitely, it's coupled with Everton, and I think depending on where you are from supporting the Reds, it's... Some people have United above Everton. I'm very firmly... I look for the Everton fixtures first.
Me too.
Because you're from the city and that. But I understand spending a lot of time around kind of Manchester, Warrington-based Reds at the minute. They see this as their bigger game. But